Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance gave two speeches in Charlotte Monday evening. The first was about immigration and the economy, and the second about his faith. But the biggest topic for Vance and other Republicans was Mark Robinson, the embattled Republican candidate for governor. Vance usually takes questions from reporters at the end of his speeches. He does that, in part, to show that he's willing to engage with the press and set up a contrast with Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, who gives fewer interviews. The first question Monday was asked by WBTV's Nick Oxner. Why wasn't Robinson on stage with Vance when he had been at previous Trump-Vance events?
I want to ask you about Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. The Lieutenant Governor was with you on stage with you and...
The issue is over CNN's report last week that Robinson made numerous racially charged and offensive comments in a pornographic website's forum more than a decade ago. He allegedly called himself a black Nazi and defended slavery.
Look, here's my view on the Lieutenant Governor. First of all, what he said or didn't say is ultimately between him and the people of North Carolina. The people of North Carolina are going to make that decision. Now, look, I've seen some of the statements. I haven't seen them all. Some of them are pretty gross, to put it mildly.
He then noted that Robinson had denied making them.
Mark Robinson says that those statements are false, that he didn't actually speak them. So I think it's up to Mark Robinson to make his case to the people of North Carolina that those weren't his statements, and I'm going to let him make that case.
Several high-level Robinson campaign staffers quit over the weekend, along with many of his rank-and-file workers. And Republicans are worried the scandal could hurt former President Trump's chances in North Carolina, as well as other candidates down ballot. Michael Whatley, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee and the former chair of the state Republican Party, spoke at Vance's second event at the Freedom House Church.
We need more men and women of faith in public office in North Carolina and across this country. And I'm not just talking about president and vice president. I'm talking about attorney general, and we're going to have a great attorney general with Dan Bishop.
He then mentioned races for Congress, and then city council members, county commissioners, school board. No mention of governor, despite Robinson's outspoken and frequent professions of his faith. Luke Farley is the Republican candidate for labor commissioner. After the CNN story broke, he erased all photographs of himself with Robinson on social media. When asked why, Farley said...
Social media speaks for itself, yeah.
Farley then said...
Well, the comments in the CNN article were disgusting, and I don't think they represent conservative principles. The lieutenant governor said he didn't say those things. That's up to the voters to decide, but I'm focused on my race for North Carolina Labor Commissioner.
Only one Republican speaker brought up the scandal on his own. That was Dan Bishop, running for attorney general. He has been one of Robinson's biggest supporters. He cast the story as part of a larger effort by the media to bolster Democratic candidates. He said reporters had covered up President Joe Biden's mental acuity, among other problems.
And last week in North Carolina, Democrats and allied media rolled out a meticulously timed and coordinated character assassination and immediately sent mailings, ads, broadcasts, and posts smearing all Republicans by association while claiming the high ground.
In a post on X after the event, Bishop said, Robinson's campaign and his issues are, quote, between him and the people of North Carolina. Trump is scheduled to speak at a pipe manufacturer in Mint Hill Wednesday. I'm Steve Harrison.